your WhatsApps for Pepper on 072-567-1567.
Now, it is my great pleasure to welcome at this point Carl Null, who is the Senior Advising Curator at the Norval Foundation, here to chat to us about some of the exciting new exhibitions which have opened here within the past week. Carl regularly leads guided tours through the foundation to really enhance visitors' understanding of and appreciation for the exhibitions. And Carl, thanks so much for hosting us here today. Lovely to be back with you.
It's a pleasure, always.
There are three major new exhibitions I'd like to focus on today, and I want to start with On the Mines by the late, great and internationally acclaimed David Goldblatt. This is particularly special not only because it was the last one that David personally planned and conceptualized before his death last year, but I believe this is the first time that it's been shown in its entirety. Is that correct?
Goldblatt has become obviously very world famous, and he's just had a big exhibition at the Pompidou Centre in Paris, which was a smallish retrospective, and in Sydney at present there's a huge exhibition, the largest retrospective held. But we've decided to just focus on a body of work on the mines, which was photographed between 1960 and 71, and particularly looks at the abandoned mines on the Highveld on the west and east rand, and then those photographs are hauntingly beautiful in the sense that one sees the residue of early mining in Johannesburg and the buildings that were derelict. And the second half of the exhibition, you really see human activity. Mm. The mines that were still in production, like President Steyn, and some of the mines in Velkom. So we see how labor was used. One sees the power structures, and there's a great sequence, a very famous sequence of photographs called shaft sinking, which is a series of works next to each other, and they were shot in 1969. And for the first time, he imports 800 ASA film, which allows him to photograph way down in the darkness of the mine. And so it was for the first time South Africans really saw what was happening at the rock face below.
Fascinating. I know that Nadine Gordimer wrote text to accompany some of these photographs. Is that text incorporated in the exhibition here at Norval?
Yes, so the Gordimer and Goldblatt both lived on the east and west rand. And Goldblatt read Nadine Gordimer's first novel and immediately recognized that she understood the context in which he grew up. Mm. And he was particularly interested in the specifics of place. And they both were, but also in the kind of sociological and political issues. So he asked her to write a text to go alongside his photographs. So she doesn't write about the photographs, but about the context. And of course, she's the Nobel laureate writer. And the text is really powerful. It's descriptive. It is challenging politically. And in working with Goldblatt before his death, there was the challenge of how the text and the images would come together. And I eventually decided that I would get somebody to record it so that one could hear the text while you were looking at the photographs, in the same way they were side by side in the book. And I didn't want an actress to read it. And so I listened for a week or two as to what voices would be appropriate, and eventually heard, Brenda Goldblatt's voice, his daughter. And so she reads it beautifully. And so that her text comes through the ceiling in all the rooms.
Fantastic. I wish we could talk all day about this exhibition alone, but we must move on a little bit further afield in Africa to Labor of Many by Ibrahim Mahama. Your largest gallery here has been transformed by this installation by the Ghanaian visual artist. And I know he has a reputation for really interrogating Africa's people, again, their labor, very similarly to what David Goldblatt does, and their connection to trade in particular. A 9-meter-high gallery covered with Hessian sacks there. Can you talk to us a little bit about the symbolism of that installation?
Well, you know, as you allude, our exhibitions try to talk to each other. Mm. Both Goldblatt and Ibrahim Mahama talk about the central commodities of these two countries and how these relate both to the colonial rule as well as to economic power. Goldblatt in the photographs, Ibrahim Mahama using these sacks which are used to move cocoa or cacao, which of course is the basis of the world's chocolate industry, and how they are picked and moved in these Hessian sacks, which are made in Bangladesh, and how these the cocoa is then moved off by ship, but the bags remain as a residual object. And so they're used for moving charcoal and for vegetables, and they used to wrap engines and machinery. So it's those pieces of cloth that Ibrahim Mahama has collected, and the installation is hung from these very high walls right onto the floor. You feel as though you've stepped onto the docks. Mm. And there is a forensic quality to the sacks themselves. I mean, they have been there and they have been used. So in Africa, there's a tradition of the power of cloth and the meaning of cloth. And so we see that also in Yinka Shonabari's yes. work, where the which is part of the next exhibition, which is shown here upstairs, where Shonabari uses the wax print cloth, which initially came from Southeast Asia and then was traded here past the Cape up into Holland. And the Dutch then make this cloth, which is then traded back into West Africa. Mm. So Yinka Shonabari uses that cloth as a kind of metaphor for African identity, but also related to this European trade. And so we have the African Library here in the smaller gallery upstairs, which has been installed to accompany the huge sculpture, the wind sculpture of Yinka's, which has been put into the garden, which is again like a big piece of cloth that floats through the sky. And so it's interesting with these two exhibitions how the significance of cloth is related to identity, to be it Nigerian with Yinka Shonabari or Ghanaian with Ibrahim Mahama.
And I mean, that library is spectacular. For those who haven't yet been to visit it, it's what he's done is taken works of writing that celebrate the work of first and second generation immigrants, wrapped them in this cloth and created this. You walk into the room and it looks like this just immensely colorful library until you walk up close and see what the books are and who the authors are and realize there's something much deeper to it. It is spectacular. Carl, there is an opportunity to view these works with your lens helping us to view them in a certain way, because you, I understand, are going to be offering a guided tour around these new exhibitions.
I will give a guided tour on Saturday at about 5:30 in the afternoon. Okay. There are also guided tours through the week, which people can make appointments to be on, and it does help to see an exhibition with some word and insight as to how the work is created within a broader context, because I think art is really explores what it is to be human, and we're able to intimate what these works mean, but when specifics are given, it really does help.
And deepen your understanding of what it is you're enjoying. So just to recap, the immediate tour looming on Saturday at 5:30 is a paid-for tour. It's 210 Rand a head for non-members. And if you're a member of the art club and the foundation here, it's only 50 Rand. Do you need to book for that, or can you just arrive on Saturday?
No, it does need to be booked for, okay, because we can't take huge, you know, a group of 40 is difficult enough to move through the spaces. So it's essential for booking.
And just to remind you that if you can't make Saturday, there is always an opportunity here at the Norval to take part in a daily tour every day at 2:00 at no additional charge. Once you've paid your admission fee, that free daily tour is included. It happens every day at 2:00. So you perhaps can take advantage of that if you're not able to come on Saturday. Carl, I want to thank you again for the insight to these wonderful new exhibitions, and thank you for hosting us with you today.
No, absolute pleasure to have you here. Thank you.
Carl Nell is the Senior Advising Curator here at the Norval Foundation.